just set our attentions, our affections, our focus on Jesus, let's just hear from Him and see what He wants to do. The focus for this episode is Psalm 136 from the Passion Translation. And we just want to praise God. We want to give Him thanks. We want to glory in Him. We want to honor Him in all that we do. We want to acknowledge Him and give Him the first place. You know, we can just do so much and we can go so much, but we want to acknowledge that we love Him, that He is sufficient. He's sufficient. He's all we need. God, we say, You are the all-sufficient one in our lives. Today we choose to put You as first. Today we open up ourselves, we open up our mouths, the fruit of our lips, and we bless You. We love You, Lord. Yeshua, we say our hearts are open, our ears are open, our minds are open, and our hands are open to hear from You and to receive You. We say that the atmosphere is open because the atmosphere has to respond to the sons and daughters. We say the nations are opened to hear and receive from the King of Kings. We praise You, Yeshua. Kiri arabako shiri arabaka she. Kori arabaka she rebeke shoroboko she. Come on, pray in the spirit right now. Sing in tongues. I don't want you to sing in your natural unless you do not have the ability to sing in tongues. This is a song. Release your song. Sing in the spirit or pray in the spirit unless you don't have that ability yet. And Holy Spirit, I ask that You would release and loose Yourself. I loose Holy Spirit right now into the hearts yearning and burning and desiring for more, into the nations, into the depths and the souls of the nations desiring. Father, Your eyes are watching, going to and fro of the nations, into the soul of the nations, and You're ready to strike, and not strike as in attack, but You're ready to strike as in pour into. Holy Spirit, would You pour into those nations? Hey, pour into those. I see it. There's so much color. There's so much color. It's as if when you turn a diamond, it makes the multifaceted color. There's so much color. He's pouring into the manifold wisdom, the alignment. Broko shiri arabaka she terebeko shoroboko shihi arabaka she kerebeke shotoroboko shiri arabaka she tereboko she heri arabaka shiti arabaka she. We glory in You, Lord. We glory in You, Lord. We glory in You, Lord. Oh, the weapons of our warfare are mighty in You, God. Through the pulling down of strongholds. Hey, preke shete roboko shiri arabaka shete roboko she broko shiti arabaka shete roboko she mene shete roboko shiti arabaka she here roboko she. And God is giving keys. He's giving keys. That word is significant for the year, and I'm sure we're tired of hearing that word because it's just something that's always in the prophetic stream. Keys, keys, keys. But it's not just a buzzword. I'm seeing a key. It's an old key. It's a skeleton key. And skeleton keys are like master keys. They open every door in a building or in a house. So Father, I partner with what Your Son is giving us into the earth realm.
I partner with what your son is depositing into the nations who have accepted the Holy Spirit's gift and anointing right now. Access, 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 access into the more, access into the manifold wisdom of you, God, to display against the giants, the demonic principalities. Hey, according to Ephesians 3:10, that's what it is. The nations combining and coming together in alignment, in color, in one voice, in synchronization, under the sound of Yeshua, the King of Kings, being filled, infilled, lacking nothing, not in drought, dripping, 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 drip, 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 dripping with the oil and fruitfulness of Holy Spirit. We're with you, you're in us, we're with you, and you're in us. When we are with you, you are in us. We remain in you. We love you, Lord.
Kuriana ma shiriara bahe, shoriara baka shiriana mahe, sherere boko sherere boko, kuriara bakiriara mahe, sheriara baka shoriara he, kuriara bakiriara baho.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 And God is focusing on, it's not the Western world. His eyes are focused on overseas, right in the middle. Father, your will be done. Father, your mercy be extended to these nations that are yours. Father, your safety net be wrapped round about these nations that are the inheritance of your son, Yeshua. Father, the raging and roaring kings must bow down and acknowledge and kiss your son's ring, Yeshua the King, unless they enrage him. That is your word, according to Psalm 2. Father, your son, according to your son, King David, said of you, Father, he saw you anoint and say to your son, Father, Yeshua, that you called him King of the nations. So I am saying, Brakashiti Arabokoshe, Tedrobokoshe, Kiriarabakashiti Arabakasha Hakato, Torobokoshi, Heteshe Terobokoshe, Tarabakashi, Herabakasha. I am saying right now, by the Spirit of God, men who have exalted themselves as kings, men who have exalted themselves as kings. I am saying by the Spirit of God, men who are kings. And I am saying by the Spirit of God, men who have exalted themselves, who are kings, as gods. According to the word, he is the God of gods and the King of kings and Lord of lords. Listen up, earth. Listen up, atmosphere, and listen up, skies. Skies above the skies. there is one, there is one, there is one, there is only one. There is only one found worthy. There is only one found worthy. Hey, there is only one found worthy. There is only one found worthy. His name, his name, his name. Hey, I shout his name into this alignment from the earth realm, from the earth to the skies above the skies, and I send up this shout as Gideon and his army sent the shout around the enemy, and I send up this shout as they marched around Jericho's walls, and I say to you, listen up, his name is Jesus, the Son of God, the Son of Yahweh, his first fruit, his firstborn, his only begotten Son. His name is Yeshua. Yeshua, 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 God of gods, King of kings, Lord of lords. You must worship him. Bow down. All the nations tremble and shake and get into an uproar at the mention of the name Jesus, not your names. False gods, men esteeming themselves as gods. Breke shete robo ko shiri araba ka shete robo ko she kiri araba ka shete robo ko shiri araba ka she kiri robo ko shiti araba ka shete robo ko she he araba ka shiti araba ko she. And I'm seeing it's like this opening into that stream and that alignment. It's like there's a light, a flashlight, and what just happened was the light has been sent up through such thick darkness and was shown in the darkness. And this is that was said of Yeshua in John chapter 1. So Yeshua, we say, shine even brighter, according to the word, you are the word, shine even brighter and let the atmospheres be opened. Let the portal be opened between heaven and earth and descend. Yeshua, come down, come down, come down. Yeshua, come down and descend into the earth and show yourself mightily. Hey, you are the mighty God. You are the mighty God. You are ruler, Yeshua. You are ruler. We serve and we worship you. We acknowledge you in the earth today. You are King, Yeshua. You are King. In the beginning was God. God was the Word, and the Word was with God. God, you are light. You are light. Light be, darkness flee. And the darkness could not comprehend the light. Hey! Woo! Shock! A shock! A shock! An expanding of the light into the darkness. Flee! Father, I thank you right now in the center of these nations around the world. Around the world, across the seas, Father, in the center of these nations, there is a shockwave of glory, a shockwave of light. And Father, there is a shaking and a quaking, a seismic atmospheric shock of your light. An awakening, and a sound, an explosion of your glory showing who you are. And it is so, and it is sealed in the name of Jesus. The earth is opened up to worship its God. God, its creator, Yeshua. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let everything, let everyone thank God, for he is good and he is easy to please. His tender love for us continues forever. Give thanks to God, our King, all gods. His tender love continues for us forever. Give thanks to the Lord over all lords. His tender love continues for us forever. Give thanks to the only miracle working God. His tender love continues for us forever. Give thanks to the Creator who made the heavens with wisdom. His tender love for us continues on forever. To him who formed dry ground, raising it up from the sea, his tender love for us continues on forever. Praise the one who created every heavenly light. Ha! His tender love continues on forever. He set the sun in the sky to rule over the day. His tender love for us continues on forever. Praise him who set in place the moon and the stars to rule over the night. His tender love continues on forever. Give thanks to God who struck down the firstborn in Egypt. His tender love for us continues on forever. He brought his people out with miracles. His tender love for us continues on forever. With his mighty power, he brought them out. His tender love for us continues on forever. He split open the sea for them. His tender love for us continues on forever and led his people right through the middle. His tender love for us continues on forever. He vanquished Pharaoh's armies, drowning them all. His tender love for us continues on forever. He led his people through the wilderness. His tender love for us continues on forever. He's the one who smashed mighty kingdoms. His tender love for us continues on forever. He triumphed over powerful kings, hey, who stood in his way. His tender love for us continues on forever. He conquered Sihon, king of the Amorites. His tender love for us continues on forever. Now you insert that over your giant nations, people groups, individuals, families, cities, regions. He conquered the giant named Og, king of Bashan. His tender love for us continues on forever. Then he gave away their lands as inheritance. His tender love for us continues on forever. You know, you can't make this stuff up. I did not read this chapter before I began to go up in the spirit and prophesy what I was seeing, and prophetically exhort and open up the heavens. Thank you, Father, for spirit and truth, word and spirit. We praise you, Father, for alignment. We thank you for what you're doing. It's at the heavens are declaring. The earth is declaring what you're doing in heaven. The heavens are declaring your work into the earth. Verse 22, for he handed it all over to Israel, his beloved. Now there's a word for us. What has been laid up from our oppressors, he's going to give it to us, his beloved. Now, Father, we bless Israel right now in the name of Jesus. He's the God who chose us when we were nothing. God, we praise you for that. His tender love for us continues on forever. He has rescued us from the power of our enemies. That's a word for the nations that are undergoing turmoil right now by regimes, by oppression. And it's not just one particular nation. There are many nations. That's why I was particular in saying regimes and systems and oppressors and oppression. Pick it up. We thank you, Father, for conquering these things, for these men exalting themselves as kings, for these kings exalting and esteeming themselves as gods. You know, this is a false religion that was practiced in ancient Egypt. This is a resurgence of ancient Egyptian worship. This is what we're battling. Now, I prophesied this not so much about ancient Egyptian worship, But I prophesied in 2022, we were going to see some ancient demonic entities rise up. I did not know the time frame of ancient. Now, I still believe we're going to see some even more ancient than that. Hold on to your seats. But there's one called the Ancient of Days, who was before nothing, who existed before nothing, who was before anything ever considered ancient. So we send up a shout and a roar, and we give thanks to the Ancient of Days because he's on our side, and he has geared himself up as a man of war on our behalf. We open up the gates and the doors for the Ancient of Days and the King of Glory to enter in our time space. We praise you, God, for that. Verse 25, he provides food for the hungry men and animals. That's a word for us now. You better open up your mouth and begin to declare Psalm 136, 25. Now, Father, I come into agreement with your word for those who are going hungry, even for your animals who are in dry and barren lands. I pray for your animals, Father, because you care for your animals. I pray for your seed life, your plant life, Father, for you provide seed for them. Father, I pray right now for the homeless, for the shut-in. I pray for the widows. I pray for the orphans, Father. I pray for the fatherless. I pray for these people who have not. I say, according to your word, Psalm 36:25, in agreement with you, with heaven, you provide for them. We glory in you. Your tender love for us continues forever. In closing out, we give you thanks, great God of the heavens, because your tender love for us continues on forever. It's all about you. It started with you and it ends with you, Yeshua. Everything gathers around the center of the throne where you are. You are the King of Kings. We submit, we bow down. The earth submits and bow down. And listen to me. All falsehoods, humans, and ancient beings, and alien beings and forces. And when I say alien forces, I'm not talking about science fiction. I'm talking about demonic entities. According to Psalm 2, they will bow down and kiss the Son's ring, Yeshua's ring. That is a form of submission. It is a form of acknowledging who is the true authority head and figure and who has the dominance and the power. Now tell me, in the words of Michael Jackson, who's bad? Blessings.